This call is being recorded.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being on the call. Happy New Year to everyone. This is 2016, and I'm hoping everybody on the call, plus many others, are on board in taking on their own health. So I want to include the agenda for this evening. So first of all, we will have Chris, and Chris is from Eastern Canada. She's a Taffy grad, and she will give you her little success story and what she did for depression. Then we have Kathy. She's a colleague, a great friend. She's a doctor of natural medicine. She's a Taffy leader, and she recently worked with a man who was diagnosed with thyroid cancer very successfully. So she will do her report. Then I will do my report, and I will talk about cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, obesity, because they all have the same common thread, where five pillars need to be addressed, and that's injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. I just want to, for those people that don't know Taffy, Taffy is an acronym, and it stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It's a course of action. It's brilliant, along with education. So it's not just education, but you're also taking action for your health as you go through the program. It runs 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, for about 8 weeks. It teaches you how to take responsibility for your own health. So throughout this course, you make commitments, you report your accountability, you get a profound lesson, and the bottom line is that you get results for your own health. So recently, in our last Taffy grad, we had Patty. He was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. By the end of 2 months of Taffy, all his symptoms were gone, and 80% of his hearing in his left ear had returned. You can change your DNA by the nutrition that you put into your body. And I want everyone here to know you can overcome cancer. You can overcome multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, diabetes, heart disease, and so on, all through nutrition. So, welcome again, everybody. And I want to start off by bringing Chris on board. So, Chris, are you there?
I am.
Okay. So, Chris, I would like you to go ahead. And Chris is a Taffy grad, so she completed Taffy, I don't remember when, but you can tell us when, Chris. And just go ahead.
I was just going to say it was probably about a year and a half ago.
Okay, 1.5 years ago, Chris completed Taffy. And she got great results. She did Taffy, and then she taught her husband, who had been diagnosed with a cancer, I think it was behind his esophagus. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, it was lymphoma, cancer of the blood, but he did have a tumor, you're right, behind the esophagus.
Okay, so there was a couple of things happening here. And he had great results in a short period of time. So, Chris, go ahead. Tell us your experience with what you did with Taffy and depression and so on. Go ahead, please, Chris.
Well, Taffy gives you a lot of confidence in being able to see the results from applying what you're taught, and that encourages a person, and you can encourage others that way, perhaps a little bit too much. I think I made a few bad friends, but anyway. It really helps when it comes to my husband. He had cancer, and that stuff is deadly if you don't look after it. And now when I'm his caregiver in a sense, I help him with his nutrition, and so it's really made a difference to his life and mine too. But meanwhile, these negative feelings are creeping up on me. I'm having a lot of anxiety, even negative thoughts about putting an end to my life, and I thought, well, it's not cancer, it can't be that bad. But anyway, I got to the point where I felt that I had to consult you, Donna, and see if there was something that could be done about it that would help me. And you gave me a very, very simple solution, and that was to take 20 probiotic capsules a night for about 5 days. The first night I took them, and the next morning there was some relief, which was wonderful. At the end of 5 days, I can tell you, I'm a new woman. There's none of this anxiety, these dark feelings, and it's just changed how I think. So anyone that's got depression or an anxiety, I would suggest that they do that, at least try that, because the results are pretty quick.
Awesome! I love it! And this applies for anybody else who may have that anxiety, that negative feeling, and those that kind of depression, I'm sunk, there's nowhere to go. And so here's what I'm going to say. The bottom line to all of this is that we must know there is candida happening in the brain area. So what do we do to balance that out? We give them probiotics. Thank you, Chris. I love it. And we'll move now to Kathy. Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, first and foremost, Donna, thank you so much for having me on the call, and I'm excited to be here. And I'm just actually going through a number of my testimonies from 2015, and one that really pops out at me is Deborah's dad. And I'm just going to read this from Deb. She said, "Deb, this is Deb's dad, and he has followed the Superfood Nutritional Program for 6 months. Now, I'm going to add into this, Deb is also a TAFE grad. She's one of my teams that took the TAFE leadership. And working closely with her and her sister, we designed the program around for him. And that was literally, of course, our Superfoods Nutritional Program. Now, the doctors say his last test showed no sign of cancer. And they believe, the family believes, that the superfoods played a big part in his recovery. Here's how the story goes. Deb's dad was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and they did some surgeries on him, but there were still 3 big tumors with cancer stage 3 and 4 left on his thyroid. He also had a tumor on his voice box. He did not want to do radiation, and he did not want to have his voice box out, and that's what was recommended for him to do. And, of course, if you really study about having your voice box out, you don't get to live too long when all that happens anyway. So he made the decision to go the natural route, and now after 4 months of the Superfoods program, he went on November 2015, his test indicated 2 tumors are gone, and the 1 remaining had not grown. Now, December 24th, he had to go for an update, and the doctors did a scan of his whole body, and everything came back cancer clear. Now, the doctors say all signs of cancer are gone. They literally did this whole scan on his body, I'm sure, because of the unbelievable statistic that it was literally gone and gone that quickly. So it's so important not only to follow our Superfoods Nutritional Program, but to encourage everyone listening, if you're not a TAFE leader, look at taking the TAFE program and being a TAFE leader, because you will be totally educated on how you can support others in this. There's a lot of background going on there. A couple of other things I wanted to talk about lightly is, just let me find it here, is MARG. Now, Donna, knowing me as well as she does, she knows that I'm always saying how important it is to cleanse the body. And the first 3 things we look at when we're putting people on program is A, activate, get that lymphatic system cleaned out with the cat's claw combination, build with our Chinese mineral chi tonic, of course, and our shakes, and cleanse the body. Now, I met Marg through one of my TAFE students, and Marg was Lisa's mother. And, of course, family's allowed to listen in on TAFE calls free. They don't get to get certified or anything, but Marg listened in. And this is over a year ago. And Marg, when we got through doing an assessment, her body systems questionnaire, and checking things out, she said that she had had for years this horrible, wiggly feeling behind her eyeball. And she didn't know what to do about it. She'd been to doctors, they'd done x-rays. Over the years, everything had been done and nothing could be helped, and it was getting worse and worse and worse. Well, I knew right away what she was describing. She was describing a parasite or a worm in behind her eyeball. And I said, you know, Mark, you stick to this program and stay on it, and I believe you will have awesome results. But this is something that's going to take time because, just as Donna's saying, you know, that brain area and the candida and everything else that's up there is just feeding this thing. So she literally stuck to the taffy program. She did fall off twice in that year. And the first time she fell off, she said, oh, my gosh, I was away on holidays and just thought I'll get back on track when I get home. And she said, by the time I got home, she said the wiggling had intensified so much she thought she was going to go out of her head. So then I seen her just before Christmas. I was down doing a health presentation for a group down in Enderby. And Marg was there, and she said, Kathy, this thing, I can feel it. It's moved from my left eye to my right eye, and I can feel it moving in there and wiggling. And she said, not only that, I keep picking in the corner of my eye like I need to pull something out, and I can't get it out. And she said, and now it feels like it's under my skin trying to come down my nose. She said, will this thing come out of my nose? Can it come out of my nose? And I said, you know, Marg, I have seen these things come out of eyes, ears, nose, skin, bowels, urethra. You know, it's they will come out of anything when they've had enough. Well, sure enough, when they were having their family dinner and get-together for Christmas, yeah, really good topic to have around that. You know, we're real good herbalists, right? What happened was, out came the worm. She felt like she had to blow her nose. And she blew and blew, and out it came. They got it. It was about 4 inches. And they were slowly pulling it out. It broke off, and they had to go get tweezers and pull the rest out. And she's actually had no feeling or wiggling since then. But what this really brings to my mind as a practitioner, and I know Donna will agree with it, is how important it is to cleanse our body. How Marg has not had cancer of the brain so far is beyond me. Because that thing has been living on her up there for years. She said years. You know, so there again, it is so important for us to follow programs. Another testimony, Donna asked me to do some testimonies, and I know these are cancer testimonies, but it's so important to understand the pre-cancer issues and that we need to really look at preventiveness on before things do happen. So, and that's what Taffy's all about. You know, it's not just about helping people who already have the situation. It's about teaching us proper education on prevention. And this story fascinated me. In fact, I forgot, and I was in Vernon in December doing a presentation, and Trish came up to me and she said, Kathy, I just can't tell you how I thank you enough for what you did for my husband because you saved his life. And I said, wow, can you write that? Is Joe coming tonight? And she said, yeah. So anyway, Joe came, and I said, Joe, would you mind giving a testimony? So he stood up in front of that room. Now, you got to picture this. Joe was a volunteer fireman. And when I seen Joe a number of years ago, he had been to so many specialists, they had given up on him and just said there was nothing they can do. So I'm going to read this to you because this is how Trish wrote it. Joe started getting itchy all over his body. As a child, he had eczema, so thought maybe he was getting eczema back. The itching increased to the point of bleeding. Especially at night when he was asleep, he would scratch so hard in his sleep, he would wake up with blood all over his hands and body. Joe was soon finding it difficult to work. The itching increased from being in the creases of his arms to all over his body. And Joe was finding it difficult to sleep and for 2 months slept very little. And Joe literally said, I was such a mess. Joe went to a specialist in Calgary and went to the top dermatologist in the Okanagan. Nothing the doctors did helped. He went to a naturopath whose recommendation was a bag full of herbs and suggested he soak in the bathtub full of oatmeal and apple cider vinegar. Joe did this but was in such pain from the open wounds all over his body and the cider vinegar, he said, I'll never do that again. The dermatologist, he put Joe on $150 worth of steroid cream, which stopped the itching, but as soon as he stopped the cream, the itching would come back. Joe realized all the cream was doing was making the symptoms worse. Joe was referred then to Kathy Dean, and by this time at Joe's life, he was exhausted from lack of sleep, and his body was a mess. There were cuts and sores all over from severe scratching. Kathy assessed Joe and felt fumes and toxins from firefighting were a big cause. And, of course, there we go. we have our inflammation throughout the body. And Donna will be speaking on inflammation and the causes for cancer. So Joe started taking only two products. We didn't have taffy at that time. So we approached things different, but we did have pawpaw. That was a new in. So Joe started taking Podarco because I wanted to cleanse his blood. It was obviously, being a firefighter for 21 years, he had to be so toxic and full of chemicals. And I thought, if he doesn't have cancer, he's going to be awful close to it with all what he's been going through. So we incorporated the pawpaw. And I gave Joe some, both the Podarco and the pawpaw, right in the clinic. Within 1 hour, just within 1 hour, that man started to feel relief. By the second day, Joe was sleeping the night, and he stayed on the program for 2 months and has never had a return of this incident. This was 10 years ago, and we are here still to tell Joe's success story to encourage others. And Joe is so thankful. He said, thank you to Nature Sunshine for their high-quality products. Thank you to Kathy Dean for her support and belief system in that he could be healed. And thank you to God for healing so quickly. Do I have time for one more, Donna?
if it's short, Kathy, sure, go ahead.
I just wanted to touch lightly, and I know we're a little, I'm going a little off track on you, but I wanted to talk about, because we're coming up to Heart Month, and, you know, Nature Sunshine is going to bring Cindy Clements to all your different areas, and I encourage you to all take on the rulership of being a team member and inviting people to see her. And Lawrence Smith had a phenomenal thing happen to him. He said, I was 38, overweight, but no symptoms of heart problems, and I became gray and pallid, nauseated and weak, and I suffered a massive heart attack. I was prescribed Duxton, which destroyed my vision and left me legally blind. My cholesterol was 380, triglyceride over 500, HDL 22. After intense changes, 10 months later, I had a second heart attack. I, Lawrence Smith, vowed to learn why and how to beat this thing and share my story. Lawrence took the time to educate himself on what it would take to get his health back, and within 9 months, he was completely off his heart medication, and today he is still, I talked to him yesterday, and today he is still fine. There's a lot of noise in the background. He is pain-free, he has energy and stamina, and he has never dreamed of, he never dreams of having a heart attack or anything again, and he continues to educate people. And so there we go about circulation, and those are some of the topics that Donna's going to be talking about with cancer. So thank you so much, Donna, and I hope these help interrelate to your the reasons we get cancer and how it can be addressed, and even before the prevention. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy, and we're going to open it up to Q&A after my portion of the talk. So you'll be able to ask questions of Chris or Kathy or of me, Donna Roth. Now, I'm getting some background noise, so if you could be so kind to press *6 so that there is no background noise as we do this call. Okay, here's the first thing I want to say in regards to cancer, multiple sclerosis, obesity, and Parkinson's disease. And I know this is going to be a mouthful, but this is how I want to start my call. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I hope you start to see that there is a common thread between cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, obesity, and infertility, and so on. And so in this talk, I address the 5 common threads: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. I want to start off by defining cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury and the repair of that injury cannot be made due to an oxygen deficiency and a nutritional deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic inflamed area become mutated by fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, there has to be, number one, an injury. One thing we must know, cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. And the reason is that they replicate to repair an injury. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless the required building blocks, the required nutrients, are in place. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells simply cannot take place. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris that's causing the inflammation. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. That toxic debris in that inflamed area leads to a fungal infection. Let's talk about injury. The fact that cancer cells replicate and it starts from an injury was well known even 100 years ago because that was written in the medical textbook of general pathology by Dr. Ziegler. I happen to have a copy of that book, and that's 1903. And it says this, quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single blow, an injury, crushing, fracture, as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing and scratches." Now, when we think of injuries, there's many different reasons why we can have injury. And one of them is physical injury, as was quoted in the medical textbook. A physical injury could also be a trapped blood clot, and the lymphatic system cannot clean it out, and a cancerous tumor could be resolved. It could be exploratory surgeries. They can cause injuries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injury. I've never had one, and I will never have one. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Taking many drugs can cause gut permeability, which is called leaky gut, and that causes an injury to the stomach wall. Alcohol can cause injury to liver, kidneys, or pancreas. Lectins, which are found in all present-day grains, they are toxic anti-nutrients. They also cause leaky gut. They escape into the bloodstream and make the blood sticky and heavy. Then these lectins can accumulate in various vulnerable organs. Phytates that are also present in all present-day grains deplete vitamin D3 and numerous minerals from your body, thereby causing injury to internal organs. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency. Agricultural practices today have depleted our plants' abilities, or have interfered with our plants' ability to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. Foods today are so deficient in nutrients, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Everyone needs to have a copy of my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. It houses about 60 cancer success stories, and it's got a prevalent scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, where agricultural scientists analyzed the food values of different foods, and that analysis was repeated on foods in 1991. And they discovered an alarming range of difference in nutrient value of all foods. Meats had 54% less iron. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Spinach had 60% less iron. Even Antoine Bichamp in the 1860s stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. Kathy talked a lot about parasites. There is a book by Dr. Hulda Clark called Cure for All Cancers, which shows documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Think about it. Toxic debris invites parasites. The prostate, for instance, is a vulnerable area for parasite infestation. Excuse me. If there happens to be an accumulation of candida. A parasite can cause an injury to the membrane internally, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant and cause an injury to the leaf. Viruses can cause injuries. Think about cervical cancers. They're caused by human papilloma virus, and that only happens when there is toxic debris in the cervical area. Infections can cause an injury. Hepatitis in the liver, if it's not corrected, can lead to a serious injury. Antibiotics can cause injury. It causes leaky gut. It feeds candida. Candida and antibiotics can get into the bloodstream and make the blood sticky and heavy. We use Nature Sunshine's cat's claw combination in high doses. We also use Silver Shield from Nature Sunshine to overcome infections. Dr. Versandall, Dr. Simoncini, and Dr. Lustig stated that cancer can be caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida is fed by sugar, starches, antibiotics, various drugs. Candida also produces xenoestrogens, that's toxic estrogens, that feed cancer. Xenoestrogens are known to destroy the function of function of the thyroid that impedes metabolism. Xenoestrogens scramble all the hormones, and they're the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, and prostate problems. You notice what Kathy did in her program for the man that had thyroid cancer. And I'll give you the program as part of this talk. Dr. Bernice Eddy in the 1950s discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. She injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, and she discovered that all of these hamsters got various kinds of cancers. She reported this finding to her colleagues and told them if they were to institute the vaccine program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1957. She was fired, and today we have an epidemic of cancer. Sugar is a contributor to injury. If it can rob enough calcium and minerals from your teeth to cause cavities, think of what sugar can do to your organs internally. In 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancers. He repeated this observation in a lab setting, and he received a Nobel Prize for his findings. Injury can come from toxic heavy metals that come from mercury fillings in your teeth. They can come from vaccinations which have toxic heavy metals. And these heavy metals can get into the bloodstream and make the blood sticky and heavy. And that leads to inflammation and impedes blood circulation. Dr. Hamer stated that injury can come from strong negative emotions, such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred. So that causes an overload of toxic acids. Those acids eat away at the membranes of internal organs and cause an injury. One thing we must know is that cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. So what happens when there is an injury? The brain sets up a current of injury, which is a message to the injured area. And that current of injury, that message, sets up an electromagnetic field, which we call ionic field. And that ionic field triggers the stem cells into action. The stem cells are there to initiate the process of cell replication in order to repair an injury. So in order for healthy cell replication to take place, the stem cells need fundamental building blocks, minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, enzymes, and so on. If all the building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells can make healthy cells, and these cells repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury stops. But imagine what happens if there is minerals missing. Then how can healthy cell replication take place? So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and essential nutrients. I want to talk about inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins from grains poke holes in the gut membrane and escape into the bloodstream. Because of holes in the gut, now you have food before it's fully digested, escaping into the bloodstream as well. These unwanted residues of toxic debris, undigested food particles, various chemicals make the blood sticky and heavy, and that puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. Such a weight and a stress on these capillaries causes the tiny holes of the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of the toxic lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals, and so on, to move from the bloodstream outside the capillary walls, and they start to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. The blood also has blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen and water and nutrients to all the cells and tissues of our body. These blood plasma proteins also leak out through the tiny holes in the capillary walls, and they start to pull out sodium, and sodium pulls out water And so now we have an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and various toxins. And that's never a problem if there is a healthy lymphatic system. The lymphatic system will take the blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavial valves. The lymph will take the excess sodium and toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. However, when the lymphatic system becomes overloaded over a period of time by degree from our use of drugs, toxic emotions, stress, toxic teeth, vaccinations, flu shots, and so on, eventually it starts to malfunction. And so now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins. And over a period of time, this buildup leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach the injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931 who received a Nobel Prize when he discovered that when oxygen to the injured area drops to below 35%, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If there is enough sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation. And that process produces ammonia and acids. And all of this toxic debris is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus. And some of that fungal DNA now integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, and it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Cancer is not a genetic illness. You're not born with cancer cells. It's the fungus that moves and integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects the cells. And so we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells. And these fungal mutated cells cannot repair the injury, and consequently, the current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells, and we call this cancer. And if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury is not made because there is no nutrients, and there is not enough oxygen for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells, the oxygen levels drop to below 35%, and a fungal infection happens because of the toxic debris accumulation. If we understand that, we can overcome cancer. So what do? Number one, we stop feeding the cancer. We eliminate sugars, grains, starches, alcohol, fruit juice. Number two, we repair the injury. We eat the right foods, which is grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, vegetables, walnuts, almonds, seeds, berries. And we need to resort to superfoods. This is where we make 2 to 3 smoothies a day with Chinese mineral chi tonic for the missing minerals. Collagen Plus, which gives you bioavailable amino acids and heals the leaky gut. Spirulina and Green Zone for amino acids. Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, which is excellent for breaking up sticky, heavy blood. And then we add some water and berries of our choice, and it's so easy to do this. We also take some super omega-3 because that makes the cells pliable so that oxygen can move into the cells and toxins can move out of the cells. We add vitamin D3 to replace the vitamin D3 that is bonded by toxic phytates in present-day grains. Then we work on decreasing the inflammation. And we by doing this, we take flax hull lignans, which is known to bind toxic estrogens. We take colostrum on an empty stomach, which binds toxic lectins. We take Protease Plus enzymes that goes into the bloodstream to clean out undigested food particle in the bloodstream. We take cat's claw combination, which opens up the lymphatic system to drain the toxins out through the natural elimination channels. And many times you may need a consultation to determine the root source of the inflammation. In other words, where is the poison coming from? We also use MC, which is an oral chelation tablet, to increase circulation. MC cleans out heavy metals like lead and iron. It cleans out metabolic wastes, toxic triglycerides, toxic cholesterol, and increases oxygen flow. We increase blood circulation and we work on increasing the body temperature. Cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees centigrade. We can also take some coenzyme Q10, which increases energy in the mitochondria of the cells. We address the elimination channels and we can take body detox, which helps the kidneys, the bowels, and the liver to detoxify debris. And to address the fungal cancer infection, we use pawpaw. This is a North American pawpaw that grows in eastern United States. It's picked in, the twigs are picked in May. They're pulverized, and an active ingredient called acetogenins is extracted from the pawpaw twigs. Pawpaw has been studied by Dr. McLaughlin for over 20 years, and he found it to be almost 1 million times stronger than adriamycin chemotherapy. Pawpaw inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells to feed them. Pawpaw inhibits and cuts off the growth of blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. And pawpaw destroys those fungal cells, gets right into the cancer cells, and causes apoptosis. We increase stem cell production. We tend to think we need a stem cell transplant. I'm here to tell you that astragalus, which is a herb, has been known to increase stem cell production. And Silver Shield from Nature Sunshine has also been known scientifically to increase healthy stem cell production. Many people have done this particular program very, very successfully. And you've heard Kathy's success story with Deborah's dad, who is 80 years old, and he had thyroid cancer. And if you want to read more success stories, you can go and get a copy of my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. It's available on my website, donnaroth.com. That's www.donnaroth.com. Finally, I want to say that there is no session planned for next Monday. I am on a road trip, so I'm not going to be able to do a session next Monday. And with that, I'm going to turn the recording off and we'll open it up to questions.